RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor, but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He wants connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I am Steve Rosenbloom. This is Saturday Suckage. Let's take attendance, find out who else is here, and there's a new kid in class. Grobber.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, welcome to the sock team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan. Tabers!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendrick!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man.
Zach LaVine.
Sucks.
It sucked to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Should have been Cubs closer Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Berzinski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifo.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck.
Kate Horton.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Mora Sr.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
J.J. McCarthy.
Absolutely sucks.
Matt LaFleur.
They all suck. How about that?
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Tyler Farrigal.
And I suck, so you all don't have to.
Yeah, but see, you didn't. We all got it right. We got Matt LaFleur in there. Look at that. The Green Bay Packers coach in the suckage roll call. Very nice. Welcome in. Saturday suckage. We suck so you don't have to, as Tyler said. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. Same thing with the text line. That number gets you to our text line, 312-644-6767. Here's the news you need to know. Here's what's going on. Bears, Niners, Sunday night. Roma Dunze out for Sunday's game against the 49ers. Got a foot injury. Nick McLeod, defensive back, also missed the game with an illness. Josh Blackwell, Nashawn Wright, TJ Edwards, CJ Gardner-Johnson, and Luke Newman are questionable. Luther Burden III was a full participant on Friday and has no designation entering this primetime game. Burden's status is a good sign for Caleb Williams when and the Bears' offense. Burden should be the yak king, not just of this team, but of the NFL. He's that kind of speed. Caleb gets the ball there, get it on time, in stride, and Burden gets his hands on it. He should be the yak king of the NFL. 49ers, meanwhile, they're listing tight end George Kittle as questionable. Wide receiver Ricky Pearsall also questionable. Okay, so here's the stakes. Here's the way things work. It's very complicated, but it gets very simple. The Bears clinch the NFC North if they win one more game. They may not even have to do that. They may know tonight that they are NFC North champions if the Ravens beat the Packers. The Packers will be playing today with Malik Willis as their quarterback and maybe Josh Jacobs after Malik Willis gets hurt. Jordan Love is still out due to a concussion. Now, what's at stake? Again, for the Bears, number one seed in the NFC. They need to win out, which means beating the 49ers Sunday night, and then the broken Lions. You know what? They play the Lions the final week of the season. We don't even know which day. Forget what time. We don't know which day. Ben, after that 52 or 51 to 22 annihilation, whatever, 51-21, whatever, the annihilation in week two, all I can say in that final Sunday, don't rest people, Ben, sweep the leg. Sweep the leg, Ben! Okay, for the Bears to snag the number one seed, right now it's Seattle's. Seahawks must lose at least one of their final two games. They play the Panthers and the 49ers. So if you can connect the dots, the 49ers actually control their own destiny if they beat the Bears and they beat the Seahawks. They're the number one seed. They're the number one seed, which means they play every game at home. If they win all those games, they will play the Super Bowl in their own stadium. The Super Bowl is where the Bears are playing the Niners Sunday night. But if it's the Seahawks and Bears, if the Seahawks split and the Bears beat the Niners and then beat the Lions, the Bears win the conference. They win the number one seed because they own the conference, the tiebreaker with the Seahawks, which is conference victories. Now, here's why this matters. This matters hugely. This matters DL hugely. Since the NFL expanded to a 14-team system, Why did I put it that way, Tyler? That's so hard to say. I just sacrificed my upper bridge work trying to say that.
A 7-team conference to make the playoff?
But see, I'm doing both of them, so it's 14 teams.
Okay, I see.
I shouldn't do that again. Anyways, the top seed in the conference since 2020 has become the only team to earn a bye, one in each conference. The teams with byes, one has won the Super Bowl, that would be your Kansas City Chiefs. Four have reached the Super Bowl and lost. So that means half the field, ladies and gentlemen, goes to the Super Bowl. Those teams, 10 teams with a bye, half of them go to the Super Bowl. Two have lost in the conference title game, and three were one and done in the divisional round, including Ben Johnson's Detroit Lions last year when he was offensive coordinator. Now, looking ahead, Sunday night's game, Bears, Niners. The Bears have a distinct rest advantage. The Bears played last Saturday night, you remember. Maybe you remember Caleb Williams' pass to DJ Williams and the evil Keyshawn Nixon. That pass, that completion, that miracle, that catch in overtime was the only time the Bears led that game. That's the most important time to lead. When the game's over, you want the lead. That was the only time the Bears had the lead in that game. But they played Saturday night. The 49ers played Monday night. Played Indianapolis, Old Man Rivers. They beat the Colts, but they still played Monday night, and they're going to play Sunday night. The Bears have a two-day head start on getting healthier. Didn't help Romo Odunze, who didn't even play, but it seemed to help Luther Burden III. Seemed to help a major offensive weapon, a guy who should lead the league in yak, and I will stand by that. The Bears are 7-2 in one-score games. And they won six games in which they have trailed in the final 2 minutes. Of course, flip side of that is you have to suck at some point in that game to be behind, and then you have to come from behind and win. The Niners are 4-1 in one-score games. The 49ers haven't lost since November 9th. Five-game win streak. They've averaged over 34 points a game. But they played almost exclusively crappy teams. The teams they played have sucked by and large. Everything, okay, the Cardinals, they were 3-6 coming in. The Browns, you know what the Browns are. They were 3-8 and they're worse now. The Titans were 2-11. Sucking, sucking, sucking. The Colts had lost 5 of 6 when the Niners played them last Monday. The Panthers are 6-5 coming in. It's the only halfway decent team the Niners have beaten. So everything you heard about the Bears' schedule, everything you may have said about the Bears' schedule earlier in the year, in the season, oh, it's easy, it's crap, it's true. Say that about the Niners now when you look at their five-game win streak. The Niners haven't punted since November 30th, so they may be playing crappy teams. They're taking advantage of it. Here's the trouble for the Bears. Their leading receiver is a running back, Christian McCaffrey. He has 92 catches, which is 20 more than the next closest NFL running back. He has 849 yards with his rushing, with his receiving. He's going to be a 1,000-1,000 guy, and he'd be the only player in history to do it two different years. A 1,000-1,000 guy. KK. Shouldn't we say that? Isn't that short for 1,000, K, right? K, okay, yeah, all right. And I talked about Kittle being questionable. 52 catches, 499 yards. Some things that may figure into the way you look at the game, the way the game may be played. The way the game may be played. 49ers have the worst pass rush win rate. They lost Fred Warner, Nick Bosa. That would seem to dictate a big game from Caleb. Maybe you could say big game, big rushing game, but a big day from Caleb when you're not worried about a pass rush. The Bears pass rush win rate is second worst. Oops, babe. So Brock Purdy could have a moment. So the defense that makes a play wins the game. That's the way this is looking right now. Here's why you should believe it's the Bears. The Bears defense will make that play. Caleb Williams leads the NFL with a turnover percentage of 1.19. That is fumbles and interceptions. That's turnovers. That's getting rid of the ball. That's everything from throwing a pick to pulling a Jaden Daniels and just not even being able to hold a ball and fumble and turn your season, send it right into the crapper. Brock Purdy for all the nice things that are said about him and all the magical ways he has. Brock Purdy is 33rd on that list. 3.19% of the time he's going to give the ball away. He's ahead of only J.J. McCarthy, and everybody's ahead of J.J. McCarthy. So this is what the Bears defense does. It turns over teams. And I've heard people say all year, I mean, you could tell me this is not sustainable. Well, this is part of my scouting report going into the game. People have said all year, it's not sustainable. All these takeaways. Ladies and gentlemen, we're 15 games into the schedule, and they're still turning teams over. See any game for details. They're leading the league in takeaways. They're leading the ways in takeaway differential. So you people who say it's not sustainable, you're not watching the season in front of you, maybe shut up. This is Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We have, what a magical thing we have on this show for you today. At noon, Mark Potash. MarkPotash.net. He writes football. You can read him in the Sun Times. He's got stuff to say. 1 o'clock, Jennifer Lee Chan, 49ers beat writer for NBC Sports in the Bay Area. We will get that scouting report. Around 1:30, Olin Krutz. He was on Spiegel and Holmes show, specifically with Lawrence Holmes and Zach Zaidman. And Olin is always dropping knowledge, and he's just, even when the Pro Bowl's brought up, it's like Olin's not taking, Olin will listen to you. He will listen to you say, well, Nashawn Wright should have been a Pro Bowler. And Olin will say, yeah, I can see that argument. Now who are you taking off? You got to perform. That's what Olin wants, accountability. That's what he, and it's a great interview. So we're going to bring that back to you. But first, we'll take a break. And when we come back, I think we should begin a series of reciting what hath Ben Jesus wrought for the Bears. The miracles he's accomplished, some you've seen, some you may have forgotten about, and the effect he's had around the league. It's palpable, as it turns out, according to reports from around the league. So before the hour's out, I will bring all that to you. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Welcome and welcome back. Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. 815 texter. 815 texted to 312-644-6767. This is the last time I'm tuning in. You become as unbearable. The end of former guys at Bernstein is the end of his run. You have one thing in common. Don't deflect this by saying you suck, because that's the point of the show. Thank you. Thank you, 815 texter. We look forward to seeing you next week when we take attendance. Okay, so last year, the 49ers abused the Bears 38-13 in Santa Clara, where tomorrow night's game will be. To refresh your memory and to show you how far the Bears have come, that was the game after the McCaskey Clown College fired Matt Eberflus in the most embarrassing way possible. Kevin Warren held a press conference in which he neutered Ryan Poles. In that game, Thomas Brown was coaching the Bears, the Thomas Brown affair. Caleb passed for 134 yards. So much for being the quarterback whisperer, right? Caleb threw two TDs to Roma Dunze. He's not playing this week, but it was already 24-0 when Caleb did that. The Bears were in last place in the division and would stay there until Ben Jesus would touch them a month later. We just passed Ben's birthday Thursday. He was born in a manger in North Carolina, I believe, right? Okay. There's all kinds of things going on here. Ben has, not Ben, the Bears have lost eight in a row on Sunday Night Football dating back to 2018. A nourishing nugget courtesy of Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. Eight in a row on Sunday Night Football. They'll be playing on Sunday Night Football. The Bears have lost nine of their last 11 in the San Francisco area, whether it's San Francisco or Santa Clara. And this goes back to when the Bears were good, like Ditka good. Bears have won two of their last three there. And hey, as we talked about, that's where this season's Super Bowl will be played. So this is like a dress rehearsal. Got to make plans, right? You've seen all that the Bears have overcome. Injuries, their own history, Kevin Warren's gas bag act at the worst possible time. And then there's this. Brad Biggs wrote, after the Lions annihilated the Bears in week two, following the choke against Minnesota in week one, Biggsy wrote, this is the 23rd time in franchise history the Bears have started 0-2. Never before have they turned an 0-2 start into a playoff season, and being 0-2 in the division makes matters worse. Guess who's a playoff team after starting 0-2? That's what hath been wrought. And even better, former SCORE legend Mike Greenberg never met a mirror he didn't need to stop in front of for 5 minutes. Said no NFL team started 0-2 with both losses in the divisions and went on to make the playoffs. Ben Miracle, there you go. There's yet another one. I mean, we're not just talking about making the playoffs now. We're talking about winning the division this weekend and having a shot at the number one seed and winning the Super Bowl. All things are possible. In fact, when you watch the Bears, right, they're kind of expected. They beat the Packers, and they beat them after looking like crap all night in all three phases. Then they put all three phases together. So, yeah, that'll ramp up expectations. So let's go down that road, okay, shall we? For those of you who believe, I did some of the work for you. You can do your own later. The Hyatt House San Jose Airport goes for $4.69 a night, breakfast included, Super Bowl week. They had two left earlier in the week. Hurry, hurry. This is on Priceline, I believe. But maybe you're interested in this. A home on Marbella Lane. Three bedrooms, sleep six, washer, dryer, designer interior, goes for $12,664 for Super Bowl week. People, you got to start planning now. Yeah, that's a lot of money. But do you believe in Ben Jesus or not? Tell me, stand up, throw your hands up in the air. Are you supporting the Bears or not? Are you a disciple or are you a heretic? Where is your good, better, best, you cheapskate? That's what's going on. That's what you have to think about. This season that's happening in front of you, if you've been watching, there's no reason not to believe. I'll get into it more. I got angry about people who tell you there's a year away. But just sort of a preview of that, a little heads up on that. I want you to take a look at the NFL division leaders. Do you have those handy in front of you, Tyler? What is your name? Son?
I'm Tyler.
Tyler, okay. Baby T, right? So we can run them down, and I want to give you an example of why you should be scouting out hotel rooms or Airbnbs or Vrbo's in San Jose, Santa Clara, Bay Area. So let's start running down the first place teams right now in, as we start the weekend's play, okay? Let's start. You give me the first place team in any division. Just run them down, baby T, and I'll give you something.
NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. They're quarterbacked by a guy who gets no respect. Moving right along.
NFC North, Chicago Bears.
Caleb Williams has never thrown a playoff pass. Moving right along.
NFC South, Carolina Panthers.
Bryce, whatever his name is, has never thrown a playoff pass.
And NFC West, Seattle Seahawks.
Sam Darnold can't win a playoff game. Moving right along to the AFC.
AFC East, New England Patriots.
Drake May has never thrown a playoff pass.
AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers.
42-year-old quarterback, moving right along.
AFC South, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Trevor Lawrence has one playoff win. Okay.
AFC West, to round it out, Denver Broncos.
Bo Nix has never thrown a playoff pass. So
yes, he has last year.
Did they throw one last year?
Well, they got destroyed in that game against Buffalo, right. But it almost doesn't count.
No playoff wins. But look at all those starting quarterbacks for the teams that are in first place in the divisions now. Aaron Rodgers, he does have a Super Bowl win, and you can look at that and go, God, how much did he and the Packers suck to only win one Super Bowl in all that time? Same with Brett Favre. And if you're a Bears fan, you go, God, we'd settle for one. And as a Bears fan, you only have one. There's one lonely Super Bowl trophy that Mike Ditka won for you, and it's now turned 40 years old. It's turning 40, so it's reaching middle age. It's going to have to get its eyesight checked, and it's probably going to be a little paunchy. So you look at those quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, and that seems like a lifetime ago, really, that he won a playoff game, and he did. I didn't know that. And Bo Nix, they got destroyed, but he's thrown a playoff pass. But you're talking about so many teams quarterbacked by guys who have zero playoff experience. And Sam Darnold's playoff experience is not something you'd want to, you're not going to frame that, are you? So make your plans for Santa Clara. Make sure you can cancel them within 48 hours because that'll certainly be in time because you just never know. But to not make them, or worse, not take Super Bowl Sunday off now, and if you can make it, if you can cancel that at some, however you're going to do that, show you're a believer. Show your good, better, best, right? Make plans. Get a room. Make plans. Get a home. Get a Airbnb. Bay Area. That's where they're going to hand out the Lombardi Trophy, and there's no reason to think the Bears can't be there. They got as good a shot as anybody else. Speaking of hotels, I have more to say and more to ask about that with Ben Johnson being involved. Do you think he registers at hotels under the name, because they all have aliases? Do you think his alias would be G Better Best? Do you think he would register as that? I've heard of some spectacular aliases that celebrities and athletes give to the hotel. I can't repeat the good ones on the air, nor will I. I don't want to sacrifice a license. I don't want to make Mitch Rosen load his pants. But that would be a good, not G. Gordon Liddy, G. Better Best. That's the alias Ben Johnson should use. Take a break when we come back. I got more on that. And Ben Johnson, what hath he wrought? He is having an effect on coaches in an area you might not believe. But it's true, according to reporting. I'll bring that to you. Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. Even out as far as 815 area code. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Long run to the Super Bowl. Nicely done, Tyler, Baby T, whatever they're calling you these days, and whatever production studio there is. I called you Taylor, and it just lit a fire under a 217 text region. Learn the name of your producer, would you? Instead of doing this or that or the other thing. Oh! Today on The Score, this afternoon, it's Texans at Chargers in a big AFC clash from L.A. Coverage begins at 3, kickoff at 3:30 on The Score in the Odyssey app. Then tonight, Bulls host the Bucks at United Center. Pre-game coverage is coming up at 6:45, tip-off at 7 on The Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Healy Forklifts. So I was asking about Ben Johnson registering at hotels under the alias G Better Best. Yeah, should be good. That's the way he should do it. His act, though, has registered throughout the NFL, as it turns out. Assistant coaches and what he's done as a head coach. Diana Rossini was writing about this recently in The Athletic. She does terrific work. Recommend reading her columns. Usually come out every Saturday on The Athletic. So she was writing about assistant coaches expected to garner serious looks in the upcoming coaching cycle. And get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen. The first name she lists is Chiefs OC Matt Nagy. That's just perfect. Matt Nagy, you got the Bears job after choking play calling in the playoffs, is now the guy on top of one list to get a job after the Chiefs eliminated themselves from the playoffs. Other names on the list, the Bears are going to face one tomorrow, 49ers DC Robert Sala, Colts DC Lou Anarumo. Yeah, the one that 49ers just lit up for 40 points. Broncos defensive coordinator Vance Joseph. Haven't we been here before with him? Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver, Seahawks OC Clint Kubiak, Rams DC Chris Shula, Commanders OC Cliff Kingsbury. Well, we've been here before. We've been there before.
Fun fact about Vance Joseph, he was the head coach of the Broncos for 2 seasons. And now he's back as the defensive coordinator. Funny, right?
Yeah. Real laugh riot. Welcome to the Chuckle Hut. Packers DC Jeff Hafley. Now, that's it. And he's really done. You lose Micah Parsons, and the Bears are thrilled about the losing Micah Parsons, not having to face Micah Parsons. So, like, for 57 minutes, Jeff Hafley is doing what Dennis Allen did all year. Play whack-a-mole. Try to hide this, plug this hole, do all that. Jeff Hafley is a good call. Bills OC Joe Brady and Jaguars DC Anthony Campanile. Diana Rossini continues. Since 2011, at least 5 head coaching vacancies have popped up each cycle. And there's only a couple right now, right? The Giants suck. The Titans suck. Those numbers are going to go up. in ways you might surprise you. I got because all of a sudden the Ravens, who play today, the Packers, questions about Lamar Jackson, and that means questions about John Harbaugh. It's hard to believe, but those things happen. So you can add them to the list of questions with the Raiders, where Pete Carroll is, oh my God, bad. And the Falcons and the Browns are always a question mark. Cardinals are always a question mark. The Bengals don't know they should be a question mark, and they had, and they are again. Tennessee apparently is looking at Matt Nagy pretty seriously. Now, one of the things you don't see on this list, and it's initial and things can happen, is you don't hear a Bears name. I bring this up because there's not a Ben Johnson coaching staff name attached to any of these openings yet. When teams have good seasons like the Bears have had, guys get poached. The Lions had good seasons, and look what happened. Both coordinators left for head coaching jobs. We see what's happened here. The Jets, not so much, but the Lions, they seem crippled by it, certainly on Ben Johnson's side of the ball. And one of the things Diana Rossini brings up, and she asks people, she talks about candidates interviewing for head coaching jobs. She believes she'd have to audition their post-game locker room speeches. Whether it's slogans or whatever kind of performance art a coach chooses, it got her to thinking, and she posed the question, and Ben Johnson prompted all this. How much are coaches actually thinking about these speeches? They get shot out all over the internet, right? All over social media, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or TikTok, wherever you got it. And you've seen some stuff maybe from Aaron Glenn, Dan Campbell, the undisputed champion. She writes, the undisputed champion of locker room celebrations is Ben Johnson with or without his shirt. Here she's specifically talking about the words and the act. She's not talking about the beefcake status. I hear you use the word beefcake and I think of Cartman. Beefcake. So here you go. Here's a coach leading a team to unexpected success. Leading a team to think not just leading the division, number one seed in the conference and the Super Bowl. We're thinking about it. It's legit. And he's now leading and not just taking his shirt off, but and feeding Chicago hot dogs, but post-game mantras. Good, better, best. So let me tell you this. Good, better, best versus the hits principle. Compare and contrast and have your papers done by Monday. But this is an example. Come back and see what a coach actually said about this. Here's Ben after that Packers miracle.
Hell yeah!
Let me tell you something right now. This is a special group.
Say it.
This doesn't happen everywhere, gentlemen. Where we are right now, what you guys are doing, it's no fluke. It's no fluke. You are mentally tough, you're physically tough, and you fight all 60 minutes. Hell of a job. Hell of a job. Man, we said all week long we had to be great in the red zone. We had to be great in the red zone. 0-for-5 defense in the red zone. Now bear with me for a second. I got 4 game balls here. Because that sequence there at the end, a number of guys stepped up, all right? Let me start with the first one. Cairo Santos.
No, I don't have many words, man. It's special to do this with you guys, coaches, players.
And it's all glory to God, man.
Fourth down, cover zero.
Yeah.
Who do you throw it to?
Johnny Walker!
I say, bro, I appreciate y'all, bro. Mm-hmm. Bear down, bro.
Man, special teams demon coming through for us right when we need it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Black. Yeah. We need an onside kick, Josh Blackwell. Yeah.
It takes all of us, man, and we keep winning, man. Let's keep doing it, man. Yes, sir. Man, man.
Last one here, man. And Caleb, I love you. I love you, all right? But this one's not going to you, all right? Because this guy battled through, man. He went down early. He got back up. He knew this team needed him for 60 minutes. DJ Moore!
Appreciate the play call. We do what we're doing. I seen that when we had it at practice. Appreciate y'all. We had almost the exact same look. Zero. I knew Caleb was gonna give me a chance. Perfect ball. At the end of the day.
All right, hey. Make sure you enjoy it. All right. The big games, they keep coming now. The big games keep coming. The job is not done. Do not forget that. Do not forget that. Bring it on in.
Come on.
Here we go.
Come on.
Turn me up, man.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
Good gets better.
Good gets better.
It better gets better.
It better gets better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears.
That was Ben Johnson. That was the locker room scene. That was ending with good, better, best. That is now the standard for NFL coaches. Because cameras are everywhere. We've seen it. We see it every week. The Bears send it out every week. Well, when they win, they've been winning a lot, and that's how it works. So Diana Rossini said one head coach told her he finds himself thinking about his potential post-game messaging on the drive to the game. So a lot of players, coaches, they actualize, you know, they manifest it, is think it, visualize it. This is how it's going to go. This is what I want. Quote, honestly, I never thought about much. But now with all the cameras, it's no longer a private moment with my team. It's for the world. And I feel like it's getting competitive. Isn't that great? Competitive, good, better, best. Next. Who's next? Try to play beat the champ. So Ben Johnson is changing things around. Not just changing the Bears. He has changed the the way coaches look at what they have to do even after they win. Like, just winning is not good enough. Now what do you sound like after you win? You have to be better than good, better, best. Robert in Naperville, 630, has already completed his comparing and contrasting of good or better, best versus the hits principle that Matt Eberflus had. So he texts, good, better, best, I want to run through a brick wall. Hits principle, I want to blow my brains out all over the same brick wall. Nicely done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Well, you all have your assignments.
We don't want his brains to be blown out on that brick wall, though.
No, he was just offering that. We don't think he's really going to do that, Tyler. He was just offering that as a comparison.
He has good, better, best.
He said compare and contrast. And I think he grasped the assignment. He knew the object of the exercise. And I think he played it nicely. All right, top of the hour, I'm going to talk to Mark Potash, Chicago Sun-Times, markpotash.net. And Potsy has, well, You got a Bears got a test coming up. And he's got some breakdown of it. We'll talk to him about the Bears in the season and what's possible. All things are possible. At 1 o'clock, Jennifer Lee Chan. She writes about the 49ers for NBC Sports Bay Area. And around 1:30, Olin Krutz was on the Score on Friday, Spiegel and Holmes show with Lawrence Holmes and Zach Zaidman. And Olin, just as... Olin was as subtle as a wham block. That's pretty much the way to put it. And that's what he does. That's what he brings to the station. And we're going to bring it to you. Now, take a break. We'll come back with Mark Potash. Talk some more Bears and 49ers. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.